First of all, I express sincere gratitude to organizer, in particular, Professor Peter Clarkson and Professor Oyama-san. I'm really enjoying the stay in Cambridge. But I should have learned English much more, but I'm learning Japanese here. Anyway, my talk is on the connection between rational surfaces. Discrete Panova equation. I'm sorry, this is not so recent development of research, but very old talk of mine. But I want to explain on this topic very elementary. So, can you hear me? Okay. Anyway, so I will start with the six Panova differential equation. This is here, so please wait. Is it correct? Yeah? Thank you. But we need a little bit effort to memorize this equation. But I want to introduce, of course, many researchers know QP6, but this is very simple equation. So, I'm sorry. Forget that. So, yes, Y bar means Y QT, and that is also so. And E1 bar is QD1. And the other variable, such like A3, A4, and B3, B4 is constant. And Q is described as there's no, but we consider AIBIYZ to AI bar and BI bar. Such a discrete equation. And Q equal, I'm sorry, I forgot the どっちでしたっけ? It's not simple. Is it right? I'm sorry, I... Okay. Yes. But anyway, we can memorize this. Yes, so this is a Q analog of Pandube 6. But there are many Q P6 which found by Ramani, Grammaticos, and Hietarinta, and Papa George, or Ota-san, and many people related to this research, but anyway, we calculate a continuous limit from QP2 to Pandube 6. But I think this is the most mysterious part of the theory of discrete Pandube equation. I don't know the reason why there exists such correspondence. In some sense, discrete Pandube equations are considered as a Becquerel transformation of a continuous Pandube equation. It is not the case, but for example, difference equation of Pandube type is regarded as a Becquerel transformation of Pandube equation. So this means Becquerel transformation goes to differential equation of Pandube type as a continuous limit. So it is very mysterious correspondence. Actually, this correspondence can be found by the research for the Q analog of isomonodromic deformation. But anyway, I have no idea for convincing reason for this. Anyway, so I want to say one thing. It is very algebraic object. So I want to say it is very easy. And this is very difficult object. I think Professor Iwasaki will say something about this difficulty. So dynamical system of Panrubel 6 is very difficult. But in this talk, I want to explain these discrete Panrubel equations are very easy in the aspect of algebraic geometry or something like that. But in this form, it is birational map. QP6 is C2 to C2. In the sense with this. And so, of course, we can calculate the inverse mapping of this, but it is birational mapping, so it is nonlinear. So we cannot calculate the variable after the 100 times of iteration of this mapping or something like that. But we can translate this equation to linear algebra. So I want to speak about, this is first section is introduction, but second section is translation. So into linear algebra. Yes. So first of all, we consider the determined set of QP6. We extend this space to P1 by P1. It is also a birational mapping, but we can compactify easily. In this setting, the point, so we describe this mapping as here, and indeterminate set of QP6 is here. For example, here. If Z equals 0 and Y equals A1, then Z bar can be determined. So this point is called indeterminate set. So set is Yes. In at those points, we cannot define this mapping. But we want to construct or complete this mapping in the sense of one-to-one correspondence. So if we blow up this point here, please wait. Sorry. So, oh, okay. We can calculate the Z bar equal B3, B4, Z, and okay. So if equal 0, for example, B1 0 point goes here, then goes to the set. If we consider the blowing up of this point, then blowing up is uh, And so inverse image of this point is P1, and so we remove this point and add P1 instead of this point, then we can construct this algebraic surface. But if we construct this space, then Z and so this set is Z bar equal to here the line, so correspond to this P1 to this line. Yes. So if we consider the manifold which obtained by these all of 8 points blow up, then we can obtain the then we can obtain the this map. This map is morphism. Yes, and if we consider the same thing on this space, so if we blow up this space, then our bar we obtain this mapping. This mapping is isomorphic. So we call this X and or X bar or family of X. Not family. This X called space of initial conditions of discrete boundary equation. So next, so we consider translation into linear algebra. In this setting, so if we put this, so we denote this morphism as phi. Then we obtain isomorphism of Picard group. Yes, Picard group is devices of on the SpaceX, but we consider the quotient with the linear equivalent. Anyway, this group is expressed as follows in this case. Each one is so total transform of fiber or in exact form like y equals something. Let's see. EI is exceptional divisor, so C. which obtained by this blow up at the point. Yes. So we can express this phi star by the by some matrix. In this case, this is one bar. So, this map expressed by some matrix. In this case, it means, for example, I erased it, but this is one bar, so line, this is line which pass through this point, so
He could
ask. Please. I'm sorry. I want to change this. Sorry. Then I so E1 minus E. This two. So here is exceptional divisor and goes to yes.
This is
From the nonlinear discrete equation, we obtain the expression of matrix. This is very useful expression for study of discrete system because, we can calculate algebraic entropy. Of this nonlinear discrete system from the eigenvalue of this matrix, it was calculated by Professor Takenawa. This is done by 2001, and he calculated all of discrete Panova and algebraic entropy of discrete Panova equation, and discrete Panova equations has algebraic entropy zero. Discrete Panova. Yes, and famous example of Hieter-Winter-Biot we have this mapping as an example of discrete equation which has this kind of space of initial condition, but positive and algebraic entropy. Also Takenawa-san calculated from this picture, and he obtained space of initial condition of this equation by 14 points blowing up of P2. But it has positive algebraic entropy. So we can replace the nonlinear mapping to this expression of matrix, but we can make discrete Panova equation much easier by using representation of affine wire group. So next part is so translation into language of affinwild group. So I think this matrix is a little bit difficult, so we change the expression. Yes, but if when we investigate this matrix or many other matrix which appear as such discrete Panova equation, this matrix has same property like that. So I star it is expressed by matrix. It satisfies the property one. I star X is, in this case, minus. And this map leads intersection form. Intersection form is defined as and next we introduce some another notation. Set of effective divisors but it's not so difficult so do not be so hesitate to treat this effective divisor, because effective divisor is generated by one is numerical effective divisor, but it is positive intersection. It has so divisor has a positive intersection for any effective divisor, but so for example divisor defined by y n like this, if n and m is very high degree, then it is effective. Effective mean appear as a some sub variety as some variety of x. Anyway, nef is very simple equation, simple divisor, but it is easy to see, but we have to investigate the negative intersection. So in this case, we have exceptional divisor. First kind. If f is self, f has minus one self intersection and tx has minus one, then this is called exceptional divisor, but this can be brought down. Anyway, and component of minus kx. This one is so in generic cases, this one is empty set. For special occasion, for Dikach type, so when we have Dikach type solution, then this is disappears. So it is equivalent to invariant divisor of Professor Umemura's talk. So this one is easy. This one is it's not easy, but rarely appears. So we have to consider only this one. This one is reducible component of minus kx. Then in this case, reducible component of minus kx is described as so only only four divisors. In this case, we have D0 with H. I forgot that. Sorry. H1 is Z equals something. I guess, then minus so 5. So I'm sorry, I forget about that. This one is E1, E2, and E3, E4. So, this divisor passing through 5.5 and 0.6. Yeah, so this is D0 and D1, 2 minus D1 minus D2, something like that. Yes, so consider this divisor, 4 points corresponding to this divisor, and we calculate the intersection of each two of divisors, then D0 and D1 is one intersection. And D2 and D3. So we obtain this kind of linking diagram of type A31. So in this case, we call the space of initial condition is A31 space. Anyway. If we consider the this type of phi star, then it phi star. So phi star induces isomorphism of so this space, so in this case it is root lattice of A31 type, and we consider the complement of this space. In this case, this is D5-1. So, for example, we read the Katz's book, Infinite Dimensional Re-Algebra, and some. Then we can see the theorem, automorphism of this lattice. So, this is isomorphic to extended affine while group of this type. So in this case, R orthogonal is D5 one. So in this lattice, so group of kind of pi star is extended while group of type D5 one. It is very simple way, but for some case of discrete Van de Beek equation, for in particular very degenerate case, it is not so very well. But we can calculate all of symmetry of this rational surface. So we can express these pi star by using this group of affine wire group. Okay, so I want to say one thing in this section. If you find the symmetry, so I mean some transformation, vectoring transformation, so vectoring transformation, set of vectoring transformation, if we consider the so while group symmetry like this, then calculate the equation, we understand the element of this while group is contained in the Bekun transformation, group of transformation. But using this setting, so theory of rational surface, we determine the set. So I mean this direction of conclusion. So we can say as a theorem. So it is a merit of using theory of rational surfaces. Of course, there are other type of Bekun transformation. So, quadratic, or so we call it the folding transformation. So, it is kind of birational Bekun transformation. Anyway, so using matrix, using linear algebra, we can determine the kind of birational Bekun transformation on Van de Beek equations or discrete Van de Beek equation by using such geometry.
So you mean if you start from automorphism of the root lattice?
Yes.
And you can construct with some Bekun transformation.
Yes.
Map from the,
yes.
And if you start from the some Bekun transformation, one-to-one map from the rational surface, you can obtain the some linear map and define the.
Yes.
That's why it means one-to-one.
Yes. Thank you. Nice explanation. So we go to so short time but quick. Classification. So, sorry. Anyway, definition is a little bit complicated and needs some explanation, but if you want to know, after talk, I will explain. but this is essential. And for example, rational elliptic surface, it admits the differential equation of elliptic surface. In this space, satisfy this condition. And so, generalized alpha surface is some generalization of such rational elliptic surface. Alpha surface is classical name of such rational elliptic surface. So, Panway equation is some generalization of elliptic functions.
こっちもできますか？あ、違った。あ、すいません。
So, if we define the surface which satisfies this property, then we call it a generalized alpha surface, but we have some theorem. Alpha surface is generalized alpha surface is obtained by 9 points blow up from P2. So Picard group expressed by such expression. It is different, but essentially same. We start from P1 by P1, but generally speaking, it is obtained by 9 points blow up of P2. So we classify this surface by this diagram. In this case, it is A31, but there are many types of root lattice. And for some root lattice, there are many types of configuration of divisor. So we divide, for example, A01 to 3 case. A01 star. For example, in this case, this is a smooth elliptic curve, and this is a nodal curve, and cusp curve, like that. So we have 22 surfaces, and in the case of E8 or so something 8 type, in this case, we have no, so I mean, this kind of translation, because if consider this, then it has no rank. So in this case, we have no discrete Panway equation. So from 22 surfaces, we have 19 types of discrete Panway equation. Yes, and of course, it is a classification of types of discrete Panway equation, because in this case, for example, this is some extension of Weyl group, affine type, and this is according to Katz's book, it is it is expressed by finite Weyl group and translation part of here. So this is isomorphic to ZL as a group. So in this case, for example, this map, or more simply, in this case, like this, then this one is one expression of discrete Panova equation, and this one is one expression of one discrete Panova equation. And so if one types of surface has infinitely many discrete Panova equations, so it is a classification of surface and types of Panova, discrete Panova equation. So it is a little bit confusing, but anyhow, we have the classification of Panova equation. So we have many surfaces, so 22 surfaces, types of surfaces. In this classification, D-type and E-type has a special property, and it corresponds to continuous usual differential Panova equations, and 8 types, not 5. Thank you.